So welcome to our very first content and curriculum call. This is the January 2016, and we conceived of these calls several months ago and discussed them and decided to add them to the curriculum as of the beginning of this year. And they came about as a result of hearing from people about how, you know, a lot of the calls that we do are really practical, clinical case studies, and that people didn't really feel like, you know, if they were stuck in a certain part of the curriculum or just had questions or wanted to go deeper with it, that those didn't seem like the best places to do it. So I thought these would be the better way to do it, where we could just come together and talk about some of the modules, some things in modules, really get a sense of where you feel like you want to go deeper, and just really help you along. What I find is that a lot of people were getting stuck at certain points and maybe not going further. So there's a couple of things that we're going to do to facilitate that, improving that this year and ongoing, is to have these calls, and the calls are scheduled for once a month. There'll be one call for the foundations module, content and curriculum, and one for the mastery and certification modules. The mastery and certification modules calls probably won't start until March. And anybody that's in mastery and certification can come to both of those calls if they want, or you can just choose to come to one or the other, depending. What we want to do is keep the content split, so we're not going to bring up questions about, say, the thyroid module or the immune system testing module on a foundations call, so that we could strictly keep it to those calls. Now, if you're in the mastery program, but you're still doing the foundation modules, which everybody is right now, but once we move on to the certification modules, you can come to both calls. Even if you're not in those modules yet, you probably won't have questions, obviously, but there's something about that passive learning, about just hearing things over and over, that actually prepares you for when you're going through the module. And I know we found that to be the case is because on the case study calls, a lot of folks were having things come up about adrenals and about reproductive hormone testing and various things that we hadn't actually gotten to in the curriculum yet, but we were discussing it in cases. And it's a great way to start to build your mastery before we even get to the core content modules. So that was the purpose. And so I just want to give a little rundown of what's open to everybody right now and what our plan is moving forward. I'll take about 5 minutes to do that. And then what we'll do is open up for questions, comments, suggestions, anything at all related to the content and curriculum. So everybody that just started recently has got open to them actually three modules. Module one, module two, and then I think it's module five, which is digestion. And the reason for the digestion being open is because we had that open because we ran the digestion as a separate program. So modules one and two are like the really the overview, all of the hormones, the hypothalamus, the thyroid, everything and how it all fits together. And then module two is cellular energy. And it's the Krebs cycle and how the cells actually produce energy. And I felt that those were a really great place to start because a lot of that is not really addressed in a lot of programs and curriculums in the depth that I think it needs to. Yeah, you go for a master's degree or you take some kind of advanced science course, you learn about the Krebs cycle, but you don't learn about the clinical relevance of the Krebs cycle and the relevance of all the different cofactors that are involved in it and how you can use that clinically with your clients to see, oh, this person might be low in niacin or this person might need, you know, the amino acid carnitine. So it really helps you when you can understand that process. And the more that you have in your little database of biochemistry, anatomy, and physiology, the easier it's going to become to be able to tease apart these kind of complicated cases that might come in your door. And you'll be able to break it down and ask the right questions about the situation so that you can take it through a process. So if any of you have been on, most of you have been, the case study calls, you see somebody will come up with a case, person I've never heard of, never knew before, but they give me enough information that it's going, running through the computer bank in my brain of how things work. And if I don't know how a specific thing works, it triggers, oh, let me go look up that pathway so I can understand, and we can come up with sometimes some novel approaches
to things that people are presenting, which, you know, maybe their labs are showing something that's quite abnormal. So my goal in the program, in all the core content modules, and also in the case studies and the Q&A calls, is to develop for you a thinking process, as well as to load up your database with the knowledge you need to be able to make that thinking process work. So I'll take you through that thinking process as the modules progress, as we get through the history taking, for example, you know, the 12 hours or whatever of videos we have in a history taking. And some people think, well, that's a bit much. But no, it's set up so that it teaches you that thought process. So you know how to ask questions when somebody presents with specific symptoms or specific lab results. So you might feel, if you're just starting out, that, oh my God, this is overwhelming. And a lot of people who felt that way a year ago are now feeling, wow, this is coming together. In fact, I think it was Janet who was on a call the other day presenting a case on a patient, and she said that she exactly addressed that. She's like, oh my goodness, a year ago this was all like really overwhelming because I've not been thinking in these terms before, and now I really feel like I'm getting a handle on this and I can ask the right questions and think it through. So these calls are intended to help you with that, either the database kind of information, the stuff that you're storing, the knowledge, the facts, the physiology, the biochemistry. Did I just get dropped? Oh, I heard a funny noise. Okay, I'm still there. Good. I heard this funny noise on my phone. I have it plugged in, but it's telling me that my battery is going low, which is kind of scary. I may have to call in on Skype, so if I do get dropped, well, I'll let you know. But it says it's charging. Anyway, so the point is to help you with that database, but also with the thought process. With, like, somebody's in front of you, what are all the questions you need to be asking? And we're going to take you through all of that. But if I just did what happened to me going through school to get my doctorate and my master's degree, is like we got facts and facts and facts, but we didn't get the clinical application of it. The clinical application came later when we went into clinic, like after 3 years of loading the database. And I believe that it works better if we are working on that thought process, that way of thinking, that way of communicating with clients as well, so that we can be using it and practically applying it. And I know a lot of people are practically applying it. So for the new folks, we're going to be opening up the modules every 2 to 3 weeks. If you find that it's too slow and you want them opened up faster, just let us know, okay? But what we're trying not to do is overwhelm you with having, you know, 14 modules there, and then you sit in there going, oh, my God, I'm behind, because people get that way. So everybody's a little bit different. Let us know. We are also working on having a set of emails that will go out regarding each of those modules to help you move you through it and keep you on track and keep you accountable, because that's sometimes what happens when it's self-paced. It's like, oh, I haven't gotten to that, I'll get to that later, and then you start to feel this overwhelming sense of I'm behind. And I hear people say that a lot, and that concerned me. So I want to help you so that you're not feeling like you're behind. You're all at the right spot. You may decide you're going to take a 3-week vacation, and okay, so you can keep going with the modules at the pace that you're at, and you won't start getting emails about the next modules until you've finished one before. It'll be open to you if you wanted to jump ahead, but you won't get the emails until you've finished one. And if you're in a module too long, we're just going to reach out to you and say, hey, you know, if you're on vacation now and that's why you've been in module one for 6 weeks, or 8 weeks when you thought it should take you 2 to get through it. Okay, well, great. Just let us know that. But if you're struggling, how can we support you and how can we help you and how can we get you the questions answered? And that's part of why these calls will be here, to keep everybody on track and accountable. So what else? Oh, and one other thing I wanted to say is, some of you have been through our insulin resistance program before, and that's what led you here, and you knew about it. So that would be open to you still. Those of you who haven't been through it, it's not open yet, but we are going to be offering that again to the public in April, and then it'll probably start in May. So those of you who are just newly started over the last few months, you'll probably have up to like module 5 open then, and then we'll open up the insulin resistance module, which I think is a later module, like 10 or 9 or 12. We reorganized the modules a little bit just to make more sense according to the way that we were getting feedback. So I think that's all I want to say. I want to make these calls about you, but I also will always have something to share, and I'd love to have that. Like maybe I've read something new that applies to one of the modules, some new research or whatever that I want to share. So that's it. So the way that we'll work it, I see one hand actually already up. If you have any comments, suggestions, anything like that, as opposed to a question, click 5 on your telephone keypad to raise your hand. And if you have a question about anything, click 1. And then we have the Join Me chat open, and Lynn's monitoring that. So Lynn, if anything comes up, questions on that, that you need to share with me, let me know. And that chat is open for the most part because we'll be discussing things, and a lot of times there's a link or there's a resource or something that we can put there, and it allows us to have that two-way communication. Oh, and so Sequoia's hand went down and Laura's went up. How interesting, unless I was just looking at the screen backwards. So I'm going to open up Laura's line. Hello, Laura.
Hi, Dr. Rita Marie. I actually had raised my hand to say that I could hear you or something like that, but while I have you open, I am one of those people that I'm, feeling a little overwhelmed, feeling like I'm a little behind because I finished the 30-day repair on the digestive. I've gotten through all of that on the digestive module, and I jumped ahead to the SIBO for my own personal stuff.
Sure.
But I have four modules on the digestion that I need to get through. And then I haven't finished all of the micronutrient modules yet. I've been through several of them, but not all of them yet. And they do feel like, oh no.
Okay. This is a good point, Laura. This is great. Because let me go back and really address that. With the micronutrients, that turned out to be a much heftier module than I had intended. I intended to just, okay, we're going to do a little bit about each of these, give you some reading to do on your own. And each of those little sections ended up being anywhere from, 20 minutes to an hour each. And so they've taken us a lot longer to get out. So we're not finished delivering them. So you can't be behind if you're not finished consuming them, if we haven't finished delivering them. So no worries. And my original intent with those micronutrient modules was to kind of release, have a new nutrient every week or two or three that you would get to study, because it would be overwhelming if we just put all the content in it and just opened it up all at one time. It'd be like, okay, now there's 27 different little videos I have to watch, and it can be overwhelming. But the point is this. If you were taking a master's degree in nutrition program, you would go to class, they would talk about these things, they would give you 200, 300 pages to read, and then you'd come back and discuss it, and then they'd move on. And so we're giving it to you, I'm pulling in the salient points out, doing it in a presentation format, which is a little easier to digest, giving you the transcript, of course, and then giving you advanced stuff if you want to. So I'm pulling out the clinical relevance. You're okay wherever you're at. So wherever you're at, you're okay. We're not cutting off your access after 2 years to say, okay, you didn't finish, you're done. None of that. Because this is intended to help people to be able to do it within a busy framework of their life. And look at you, Laura. You've been through the Lyme thing, the SIBO thing now. You're dealing with, you've put a lot of focus on your own health. And if you recall, when I talked about this at Shine, it's very important to address three pieces of this. Number one is your own health, and that's why we give you access to all of our consumer kind of programs. And if your own health is a real high priority, you're going to divert from maybe studying some of the clinical stuff, do it for yourself, and then go back and study the practitioner pieces. And so that's okay. The other piece, other than the clinical, was the marketing piece. And you've been going gangbusters on getting your business going, doing consultations, doing packages, doing classes. So you've been putting a lot more attention on those two pieces, which are very practical. And so the other part will come. And because you may have a client come in that says, oh, my goodness, I have to learn this, you can jump to that piece that you need to learn. And I wanted to say that for those of you who are new and don't have the whole thing open to you yet, if you have a client that comes and says, you know, you have a specific need, reach out to us because we can figure out what the best things to open up for you to study out of order, because you don't have to go in order. But we decided this year to just kind of release things in order gradually just to prevent exactly what Laura just expressed, which is that feeling of overwhelm. Oh, my God, there's 12 modules and I've only been through this many, right? So just take it at your own pace. You're focusing on two very important pieces to building your own business, and you're building your business as you go along, and you're dealing with your own health. So take a deep breath. I don't want this to be like graduate school. I mean, you have a PhD, so you know the stress that was, right? Got to get this done by this time and this done by this time. You can destroy your health going through a medical program or a PhD program. That's what I want here. I'm giving you the tools to build your health, improve your health as you go through this. Okay? So if it takes you 3 years to get through the whole program, no big deal. You're already using what you're learning practically and applying it to patients. And that's what we want you to be able to do rather quickly, which is one of the reasons we opened up these individual modules, the digestion and the blood sugar, because they're very comprehensive. And if you just know how to do that, you can start a business, a practice, where you just work with people with those particular issues coming in. So we're trying to make it real practical. So calm down, relax. I'm spending a lot of time with this, Laura, because it's not just you. You just spoke up because there's a lot of folks who don't feel that way. Those of you who are new are not feeling that way yet because you only have a little bit open. And maybe you do, maybe because the site, you have all this digestion stuff and you haven't done it yet. Know that digestion is module 5. So if you didn't do it as part of the pre-work when you first signed up, you know, over the last few months, know that, right, you'll get back to it and you'll do it in order as module 5. We just released 4 new pieces to that module. Again, digestion has become a beast of its own. I had originally recorded a lot of content for it and then realized how much I wanted to add, how much I'd learned over the years, how much new research there was. And so we just opened 4.5 hours worth of video. You're not going to do that in a week necessarily if you really want to learn it, unless it's not new to you, unless there's just a few tidbits new to you. So it might take you a few weeks to get through all that. Right? So relax, you're doing great.
Okay, thank you for that, because I just got to the point now in my coaching practice that I have some people that I can start to lead through the blood sugar stuff, so I'm hoping to get those recorded and get my case studies done for the IRSPT. I've done all the modules and taken the exams, but I'm waiting on that piece, but this is part of my life lesson is I'm type A. I'm homozygous for the MAO.
Okay. I get that. So everybody on here who knows about methylation will go, oh, yeah, homozygous MAO, we get that. And here's this, Laura. That's a contributing factor to your own health challenges. And if you
absolutely
are not going through this program, but how to breathe and relax and just let yourself do it at your own pace, that's going to improve your own health, and that's going to give you a lesson for when you're staring at yourself across the table at this client, you're going to see yourself and know better how to calm them down as one type A to another, as one homozygous MAO. Here you go. I am too. Okay? But I've learned not so be so hard on myself.
Yes, and I'm really trying because I have promised myself, and that's what I do. I schedule all my self-care first, and then because my long-term disability after all of my surgeries ended, so then I kind of schedule some clients in between that, and then I try to schedule time for this. But before I got sick, I would be, like, right on track doing everything as soon as it came out, and so I'm proud of myself almost that I'm being a little bit more forgiving and not right with all of this, but at the same time, I'm a little nervous. So thank you for saying that it's okay. Okay. I really appreciate that.
It's okay. And you know what I'm looking for? I'm looking for mastery. I'm not looking for speed. I want you to own this stuff. And I know from the questions you've asked, the clients you're taking on, I know that that's where you're getting to.
Yeah. Yeah. My toughest client is myself. I'm learning so much from my own journey. I had to laugh, Rita Marie, when the SIBO stuff came out. That's what I'm doing right now. It's like, oh, that was divine timing. Okay.
I know. I was thinking of you as I was doing it. I'm like, oh, Laura's going to love that this is coming out now.
I do. I do. And it's so funny. I'm so excited because I've had so many different things that I really think, okay, once I heal myself, I really think I can help complicated people.
That's my goal, is I want you guys to be able to handle it. Because, you know, there's a lot of health coaches being turned out right now, right? There's a lot of different schools and programs. Have you noticed that? There's these programs popping up all over the place. Be a health coach. I heard somebody say on a call last week, be a health coach. You don't have to know much about nutrition to be a health coach. You just have to know how to teach people how to drink water and eat greens. And I'm sitting there going, the people that come to see us are already doing that. We need to know things like methylation and thyroid and adrenal, and that's why we're all here. And then not just say that there's anything wrong with people who just want to help people that way, because there's a lot of people out there that need just that. But what we're going to attract to us and what really calls to us is those poor people who are doing those things and are not getting better, and they're just sent off with a prescription for Prozac. And those are the people we're dedicated to helping. And, yeah, we can help those other people. Those are easy, right? The people that come in and they're eating McDonald's and smoking cigarettes and they're open to making the changes, boy, they get changes, they get results really fast. And we don't need this level of knowledge for them. But then when they do all this stuff and they hit a wall and they hit a plateau, that's when we need to have this in-depth understanding. So, yeah, it's all good.
I have to tell you, Dr. Reemery, because I put your lectures on my iPod, and then I print them out and I take them because I go to a lot of doctor's appointments. While I'm waiting, I'll go through some of the modules. And my doctor always asks me, he's like, what module are you on now? What are you learning about now? And he was like, what is this? Like, who are you learning this from? And I was like, it's Dr. Reemery Scalzos with the Institute of Nutritional Technology. And the last time that I saw him, he was like, so we need somebody who has this type of knowledge that you have, and maybe like in 6 months you could come and work in the clinic with us or something. And I just smiled at him and I was like, I gotta feel better first. But yeah, that would be awesome. So that was pretty cool.
That's so awesome. When you can impress your doctor with your knowledge and they want to learn from you, that's cool. That happened to Jan once. She went into a doctor's appointment and she was asking them to run certain tests. And they were like, how do you know about this stuff? Where did you learn this stuff from? Oh, wow, that's really cool. I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah. That's what I want you to get.
Thank you.
The medical education is still missing. Yeah. You're good. You're working on, there's three peaches, girl, and you're working on all three of them, and you can't go rapid fire. Some people come in, they don't have any health challenges of their own. They're not having to deal with, you know, diverting some time there, and they may be going through the modules faster than you are. It's not a race.
Yeah. Okay. Right? Thank you. I feel a lot better. Thank you.
Good. Keep it up. Keep up, getting healthier and healthier yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. That's priority number one.
Priority number one. It has to be. Thank you. So who else has any questions or comments or want to add to or resonate with what Laura had to say? Let's make this a discussion. Let's make this a thing. And, you know, because there are some new folks on the line and, you know, it's always good to re-engage people, why don't, when you open up your line, just say who you are and, in a one sentence, what your background is, what your goal is for being here. And Laura, just to let everybody know, she's a PhD in physical therapy, and she's had a lot of her own health challenges and really came here because she wanted to learn more to help herself and to help those tough clients. And She's doing a great job with it. So I see Michelle has her hand up. Hey, Michelle.
I wasn't sure if my hand was still up or if I put it back down, but I do have a question.
Great.
I was wondering if you could speak a little bit about, I guess I'm curious as to, I'm kind of like Laura, like I try to stay on top of everything and sometimes tend to like want things sooner than, and not to slow down so much. So that's part, I think, of my journey is to slow down and do that as well. So thank you for sharing that, Laura. And thank you for your response to her as well. My question is about, I signed up at the Shine Conference. And when I signed up for NEPT there, there were some bonuses that were, I guess, attached to signing up at that point. And I'm just curious as to, and it's not that I need more things to do because I'm just starting with the overview models. I've worked through like the CMDS up until you just released the new stuff. So I feel very good about that and have been working on the digestive stuff for myself. And then I've just been more recently like watching and doing all of the blood sugar stuff, which has been very eye opening. So mm-hmm. I have like a lot there of stuff still to go through. But I was curious as to if you could speak about the bonuses and then also what about, I'm curious as to like the business building part of it because that was one of the really big draws for me when I talked to Jan about signing up at the Shine Conference was being able to sort of, you know, learn this stuff as I was going through it and healing my own body, but being able to, like, put my own program together or, you know what I mean, and to be able to work with clients so that I can start bringing money in coaching.
Yep,
so that it's sort of self-sustaining me as I go through the program.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'll address the bonuses first. JP and
okay.
Scott have been working the last couple of weeks to try to sort out who gets what bonuses, and they said they put things into place, and they have that all ready to go. So I will find out what that means. So when they say they have it ready to go and when those things will be delivered, and I'll get back to you and, you know, whoever's engaged. So I'll have them get back to you and send an email out. And that's
okay.
probably in the works. I just don't know the exact status. And I'm going to shut my door here so that I don't get somebody back in cleaner next door. So that's number one. And number two, you know, from the marketing standpoint, from the business building standpoint, what I recommend you do, so let me just give you an idea of what you've got out there for yourself. You've got all of the client programs that are open. You've got access to those. Number two, you've got the clinical modules, and those of you who signed up recently, you just have the first two plus the digestion. But you've also got something we call the Practice Building Success System, PBSS. And what I would recommend that you do is to set aside like an hour and a half a week to go through those. So one a week, you go through one of those modules. Take copious notes. There should be transcripts for most of them. I'm not sure what the – I'm pretty sure there are transcripts, but there's slides. You can print out the slides and take notes on them. But there's all that kind of stuff of the practicalities. And I covered the basics. So the six ones that are me personally doing are kind of basic things for getting practice going, for getting people in, for driving the traffic to yourself, for, you know, ways to get consultations and then get people to enroll with you based on the consultations. So that's all there. And then we have more advanced stuff and more topic-specific stuff where we bring in experts. So there's probably 10 to 12 hours worth, or 10 to 12, probably more than hours worth, but 10 to 12 different talks that are included in that piece. So I would go through that, and we are going to start to do, I'm not sure what the date is, I don't have that off the top of my head, but we're going to start to do regularly, we're going to start to do just masterminds on those practice building success things. So we'll ask you to go through some stuff, and then we can just discuss, like, where are you at with your practice and get some business coaching. So that was a bonus that we added this time. So that should start. I'm not sure, like I said, when it's going to start, but that's a good way for you to approach it, is to just go in there and just start at the beginning and work your way through those modules.
Okay.
Okay? And then
okay.
Within the insulin resistance, we haven't put it in there yet, but I plan to, within the digestion. Well, within the insulin resistance, there's what we call the little presentation in a box. So it's basically, I give you my PowerPoint slides, I give you the transcript of me delivering that talk, we give you the video of me delivering that talk, and then you can go in there and add to it, subtract from it, brand it to yourself, and use that PowerPoint to create your own presentation and take it out into the community and start teaching it. Now, you haven't been through that piece of the program yet, but we're going to do the same to the digestion. We're going to have this little, you know, engage people, why digestion is so important and how it's related to all kinds of other conditions, and that you have to get that going. And so that's something that you can then take that and approach people in your community. Start with your circle of influence, people who know you already, ask them to invite friends, and offer a talk, whether it's a free talk or a low price, you know, $10, some people do a $10 talk and then they serve a little treats there so people get a sense of the goodies that you can still have while you're working on it. And then you teach people why the digestion is at the heart of so much of it. And then we teach you in some of the practice building things how you can make an offer at the end of that. And we can discuss that during those kinds of calls so that you're saying, hey, I've got this opportunity to speak at the library next week, and I'm going to take the digestion thing, I'm going to tailor it to my own, and I'm going to teach people, but what should I offer them? Because that's a piece that most of us, because we're just give caregiver people, we don't do that, so you make an offer for people. Does that make sense?
That makes total sense.
Okay, so it's all built in here, and I'll give you the thing, like, and I know based on, you know, having known you from working with you in ERC, that you are also a high driver. It's like, boom, boom, go, go, learn. Just go gentle on yourself and think through what's your objective, where do you want to go with this, and then set those objectives. If your objective is, as you're going through this program, to sign up one new client a month, well, let's talk about how you can do that. Right? Or if it's more than that, less than that, but what is that objective? And then you have, the cool part about it is when you get those coaching clients signed up, you've got this community to come to and say, hey, I've got this person and she's got the blah, blah, blah itis, and we can take you through, you know, maybe some of the more advanced questions that you haven't gotten to in the modules yet to try to help to support you or give you access to the resources you need to learn to be able to best support this person.
Okay. So once we, I have one other question. Once we, can you talk a little bit about the Before Be Gone program? I mean, you've kicked that off, and it actually officially starts in February we're supposed to be kind of testing our blood sugar and all that kind of stuff now. And getting
well,
a feel
officially
for that.
Well, it's going. It's officially started end of December. But the metabolic reset starts at the beginning
starts of February.
So we'll have release a new module every week. We have coaching calls every week to help people get that done. You're supposed to be testing the blood sugar. And then as of February 1st is the official metabolic reset.
So then once you take us through the metabolic reset, well, I'm assuming, or I guess I shouldn't assume, but I'm thinking that you're going to follow that with the IRSPC program or whatever for the practitioners.
Well, we're going to go through
the
metabolic reset. That'll take through the end of March. Then there's the reintroduction phase after the metabolic reset, so teaching people how do you now transition and determine, are there things you can add back in? Do you have to continue? You know, some people who have a long-standing diabetes or insulin resistance are going to have to still continue and maybe go longer with that. So we're going to have a period where we're going to teach them how to reintroduce. And then, like I said, the IRSPT, we're going to start come April, beginning of May, that kind of time frame.
Okay. Because I really feel like having that and like the – the digestive, the CMDS stuff, having those two things would be excellent to get through, I mean, to get through those, you know, because then I feel so much more confident in what I've learned in the CMDS program, and then actually, you know, participating in the grand program by doing some of that myself.
And taking people through it, right? That's going to be our challenge.
Well, I haven't taken anybody through it yet, yeah.
Right,
exactly.
But when you finish it, then the challenge would be, hey, now find somebody to take through it.
Okay.
Right, and you can just take through it. They can get access to the materials. You know, they sign up for the materials. You sign up as an affiliate so that you can sign them up even, and then you can charge them, or you can gift it to them, however you want to do it. We'll give you some ideas. I usually like
okay,
to
cool.
end those two programs with, like, the end of IRSPT. So, okay, now what do you do with this? How do you set up your own coaching program based on it? And we'll do that at the end
right.
of the CMDS. So.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Okay.
That helps me a lot to kind of know, like, what I'm working towards, like, in the immediate few next months
right.
down the road. And
absolutely.
And keeps me sort of motivated to keep working and,
absolutely.
You know, that kind of stuff, too. So,
absolutely, that's great. And you know what I want to add to that, too, is all the other stuff, like the intro module, that gives you that complete overview of how all the stuff fits in, right?
Okay.
The Krebs cycle, how people are generating energy. So when you're working with somebody, you might be working them on digestion, but you also have to work on how are they, or blood sugar, how are they then taking, what are they doing once they get that sugar into the cells? So you do all this work with them on insulin resistance, they get the sugar into their cells, but if their Krebs cycle's busted, right, it's not working, then they're still going to be exhausted.
Okay.
Right.
Cool.
And that's module two. I don't know if you've gotten to that one yet, but you might still be working
no,
on
No, I haven't.
Specific.
I like I said, I just,
yeah.
I've been working on the other stuff, so, but I need to get in there
right.
and I've got the time to, you know, devote you know, parts of my days to that. So I just need to schedule it on my planner and just make that be a learning day or a half day or whatever. So
exactly. And make sure you schedule it with breaks that you can get up and move around, do some yoga,
right.
go outside, and then come back. Don't, like, sit for 6 hours straight watching my videos. That's going to get old
okay.
really quickly.
Yeah,
okay.
for sure. Okay, thank you so much.
Okay. Oh, you're welcome. Great question. Okay, so I don't know who showed up first, but I have Jamie, who's the second on the call. So I'm going to open up him, and then Sequoia, and then Backup Pin. I don't know who Backup Pin is. So let me open up Jamie's line. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Rita Marie. Can you hear me?
I can.
Very good. Just a really quick question from me tonight. It was just to ask you about the blood glucose meters. I've been experimenting over the last few months with the blood glucose meters that I got, and the readings are so variable. You know, from if I use the same finger, if I use my little finger and I do three tests in close succession within 20 seconds, I can get readings that are 30 or 40 points different. So I just wanted to find out, have you found one that's consistent in terms of the readings that you're getting
yeah.
from that?
I have, actually. The one I use is extremely consistent, and I have several of them. I have three or four of them, actually. I keep them around the house, but I've periodically done it where I'll have three of the meters there, and I'll test it. Now, it's not good to use that same finger over and over, and somebody pointed out to me, I'll have to go look at the instructions, that perhaps the instructions said to wait, don't use the same finger right after, because you might, you know, it's like microtrauma to it, and then it could cause a difference in the reading. I'm not sure. I'd have to look into that. But I've taken my True2Go, and I've taken it, and I've done rapid succession, three or four in a row, and, okay, 83, 83, 84, 85, you know, all within a margin of what's that?
Sorry, I was just saying mine would literally be like 140, and then it would be 120, then it would be, even if I used the same drop of blood and just literally did it three times with the meter. So I'm thinking.
Well, I would say there's something wrong with the meter.
Okay.
I would say there's something wrong with the meter, because I actually threw one away because that was happening to me. I'm like, huh? What? I threw it away. So this is broken. Then I went back to another one, and it was fine. I've done it with multiple units of the same one in succession and done
them.
Like, okay, I'm going to test this, 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 and this, and all within that margin. Now, you have to know that the home units are going to have a margin of error. So there's the precision and accuracy. Precision is how close is it to the reality of it. And how close is it to what a, you know, $4,000, $40,000, whatever machine that they're using in the big lab would get? And then accuracy is how repeatable is it within that? So I've found, I'm not sure how precise mine is, because what I haven't done is gone into the lab, gotten my blood drawn, and taken my sugar with my meter right at the same time.
That would freak out there if you took your own blood at the same time.
Say that again? You broke
up. I was just thinking it would probably freak them out a bit if you went in with your blood glucose meter at the same time.
I know, it probably would. And if I said, can you give me a drop of blood off that and just stick it on my meter? Because that would be real accurate, right? If they're dripping it off and they're cleaning it, the blood is there, you stick it in. Right, they would probably freak out. But that would give you a sense of how precise your machine is.
Sure, yeah. So right. What's the brand blood glucose meter that you use?
I use True2Go. True, T-R-U, T, and the number 2, G-O.
Okay. Yeah, I looked, and it's not available in the UK. I maybe have to get one sent over.
I'm wondering if we can we can ask Scott. If you text or email Scott and ask him if there's any of the kits. We ordered a whole bunch of kits because we bundled the glucose meters into the Before Be Gone program this time for the people that stayed at the high end. And there may be a couple left at the fulfillment house that we could have sent over. Now, that wasn't the True2Go, though. That was the sister, brother, or whatever of the True2Go, which is True Results. It was more of the desktop unit. But I've compared to that one, too, and it's the same thing. They're both by the same manufacturer, just different shape of unit. So you might be able to see if we have any. We were looking into that. Mainly the reason we did that was because a lot of our people over in Europe and Canada weren't able to get the economical machines we can. Any of us can walk into the Walgreens and buy that True2Go for $10 to $15, and it has a rebate coupon, so you get it for free, or to buy it on Amazon. But once you leave the States, it's harder to get. So what we did was, like at our Spring into Vitality, we bought a whole bunch of extras. We called the manufacturer and ordered a bunch, because the people that came over from Canada were like, oh, good, I'll buy that from you.
Okay.
So
I've been using one called by SD Biosensor, code free. It was the number one bestseller on Amazon.co.uk, but it's just, like I said, and that was like £13. It's similar sort of price, but it just doesn't seem to be consistent in terms of the reading.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, none of them are going to be perfect, but I've just deliberately tested that because people tell me that. Now, one of the things you do have to be careful about is you don't squeeze, because if you start squeezing the finger or pumping the finger, it's going to change the reading.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I did one of those food sensitivity tests fairly recently, you know, the IgG, and the amount of blood you have to get out of a blood spot is, I had to do it about 5 times. It makes the blood glucose seem easy. They're doing the tiny little prick.
Yeah, the blood glucose is easy. It's really easy. But I think if you test them, I would probably try to see how it goes to test 3 different fingers and test them, and see. Because I think, you know, there's something about it, and I don't really understand the mechanism without going back in and trying to study it, of why, but I think it's the trauma of second, third time in that finger changes. You would think it would change it, but it kind of does. It's different from doing it. They give you an adapter in the kit that I have that you can do it in the arm, but they say it's just not as accurate. And why? Because it's the same blood. I don't know, but it's the distance it's traveling. I'm not sure. I quite understand it. It baffles me. Somebody has an explanation. I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, because I've been freaked out a couple of times. I've checked my blood sugar in the morning, and it's been 100, for example. And then I would check it again, and it would be 82. You know, so I was like, oh, okay, it's fine. You know, but I'm just getting really obscure readings on the meter. So, I'll try another one. I'll send a message to Scott and see that.
But
sometimes I've seen it where you get an aberrant reading where it's like, what the heck is that? But if I get, like, if I test something, you know, like first thing in the morning, like, what, it's 1:40, that's ridiculous. Or it might be after a meal that was, you know, not very carby. And then I test it and it's a ridiculous number. Then I test it, I always test it three more times after that just to see.
Yeah. That's what I mean. That's where I think something wrong with that, because it's I'm getting three or four different. If I test it three or four times, I get four different readings. I might get 110, and then I get 82, and then I get 95, and then I'm thinking, do I take?
That's too wide a variation.
Yeah,
too wide a variation. 10%, I would expect. You know, 10% is not unexpected. It's, you know, an inexpensive unit like that, but that's way crazy. So I would look at it. You would also might ask the manufacturer if they have calibration, because there's a calibration fluid that comes with the ones that I get. And if they say if it's not, doesn't seem right, you can check. So I can do this calibration, and it should show up as whatever that thing is. And if it doesn't show up as what they say the range is, it should show up when you use the fluid instead of blood, then you know there's something screwy with the unit.
Do you ever, just quickly before I go off the line, do you ever check ketones in the blood?
I bought a ketone kit, and it's quite expensive. It's not like, you know, a dollar a pop or 25 cents a pop like it is to do glucose. It's more like, you know, $12, $15, $20 a pop to test it. So I have the kit, but I haven't actually done it yet. I've done ketones in urine, but, you know, and there's some controversy as to whether ketones in the blood or urine are equivalent. But I had somebody who I put on a ketogenic diet, and she was testing her ketones on a regular basis. And so I bought the kit to test out. I also bought a blood spot insulin test, but I haven't done that one yet either because, again, it's expensive. It's not like glucose. It's expensive, and you can't just test it. You have to test it, like, with the allergy test and send them back in. So those are all, you know, sitting on my shelf and haven't been used yet.
Okay. Now, I just wanted to know because at the ShyCon, they were talking, you know, Alessandra Ferretti, I know, was talking a lot about ketones and ketogenic diet and testing ketones and stuff. So I was just curious to know if you had explored that at all.
Yeah. Oh, I've explored it. I understand it. Did they talk about whether blood was better than urine or whether there were times that one was better than the other?
He did. I need to go back over the presentation. He talked all about the different advantages and disadvantages of different types of testing. He did talk about that, yeah.
Okay. So you got the recordings, all right, because I ordered the recordings, and I haven't gotten them yet. So we'll have to check into that.
I've got the audio recordings and the slides. I haven't got the videos yet. I'm not sure if the videos have been done yet, but I've got the audios and the slides.
Oh, yeah, that's all I want. I don't care about the videos. I like audio. Okay, we'll check into that because we ordered it. I sent Lynn in my place because I couldn't go to that. I had paid for it and couldn't go to it in person because I had some other conflict come up. And Lynn went in my place, and she did order the videos for me, the recordings for me. So I'm looking forward to it.
It's very good. There's some really good content there. So.
Yeah. And that's another one of the modules where I have, you know, I have like 14 to 16 hours worth of methylation stuff already recorded, but that there's so much new information coming out all the time that that's going to be another one of those modules that's going to get expanded upon.
Yeah, no, it's good. I haven't been through all of it. There's a few I haven't been through yet, but there's 20 something hours of material. I think 23 hours of material. So there's a decent amount of stuff there.
Right.
Keep you busy.
Right. Yep. There's always something to learn. That's what's so cool about all this. As much as you know, there's that much more that you don't know, and it just opens up a whole new world.
Exactly. Exactly.
Great.
Very good. Thank you very much. Much appreciated.
You're very welcome. Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So Sequoia and then whoever's back up to. Hi, Sequoia.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Oh, you're in. Hi.
Do that again?
Yeah, you're in. I see you twice. That's kind of weird.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wasn't sure how to do it, so. I was on in the internet, join me, and I couldn't put any, it stopped the, put. I. it just froze, and I couldn't put any messages in there again. So then I went on to Skype, and I it kept cutting out. So now I'm on the phone.
Okay, we'll do it. I'm going to be on the phone.
Okay. So what Jamie was saying there, I get the true results from Grace Healthcare, and they deliver to Canada. I don't know if they deliver to the UK or not, but they definitely deliver to Canada, and it's still much cheaper than buying anything in Canada.
Oh, I know. The true results, you said you have, the true results one?
Yeah, I get. You can get the True to Go and the True Results from them.
And what's the name of the company?
It's Grace Healthcare. Sorry?
Grace Healthcare. G-R-E-A-T?
Grace Healthcare. Sorry?
Okay, got it. I'm writing it down.
You got
it,
okay.
If you could write that down too, that would be great. Or put it in the chat so we can have it. Great. That's good to know.
And
have you found them to be accurate?
Yes, they're good. They're good. And also, I just wanted you to know that I put together an Excel sheet. I put this in the Join Me, but you don't have access to it just now. So I put together an Excel sheet which shows you the hours of the every module that the video number of hours that you can study. So I was going to complete that, but I was waiting until the micronutrients is completed. I wasn't sure if it's completed yet.
It's not. We still have a few more that are waiting to be put up. I think Stacey got.
No, I'm not meaning the ones to be put up. Are you doing any more, or are we just waiting for that to come up?
We're waiting for a few more to come up, and we have a few more that have been made into slide presentations that haven't been recorded yet. So there's probably about five more that are going to go up. So did you do it by each individual video, or did you do it by the total?
I did it by each video. Hang on. I'll tell you in a minute. I've got it right in front of me.
Because it's interesting. The reason I asked, it's interesting you say that, because I just had assigned somebody to do that, a new person.
Oh, well, I've already done it. Don't even bother. I've done it.
Well, but he already did it too. So.
Oh yeah. Well, I've had it done for ages. I'm just waiting for the rest to come in. So what I did is by video. I did it by video, and
by
then
video. Right.
Yeah, and then I totaled each module.
Fantastic.
So you've got by video and the total for each module, and then the total for all the modules to date.
So that'll keep going. You know, obviously there's a lot more modules to be released. So that'll keep just. It goes. So it's never going to be done until we're done. So.
Well, I thought I'd just do it for the foundations.
Okay, got
until it was, yeah. So which one is it? The food principles and diet dogma and the sleep modules. You know, the other two foundation modules, are they? Going to be coming next? Because I noticed you put an exam in for adrenals.
We put an exam in for adrenals? Oh,
yeah, there's an exam in for
adrenals. That was from our previous group of people.
I was like, we haven't done this yet.
I don't, that shouldn't have been opened. I'll have to check on that. That shouldn't have been opened to anybody yet. Interesting. Lynn, let's look into that. Because usually we just open the exams once we finish that piece.
Yeah, I thought, does that mean we're going to do that next? I don't know.
No. We're going to do the sleep. I've got the presentation done. I just have to get the time to record it.
Okay.
And then the food principles we're going to do I'm going to do those live. Most of them. Some of them I'll probably record. But the initial plan was to just do those like one a week to do it, and it just took so long to get those together. So those still haven't been, presentations haven't been completed.
Right, I just wanted to give a word of encouragement to anybody who's thinking they're kind of like at the beginning or they've newly joined, that yes, it for sure, it sinks in over a period of time, so don't worry.
It sinks in. And the more you hear it, it sinks in, which is why as many of these live calls as you can come to and hear the clinical applications of it, the better, like especially for lab stuff, which that's the other piece. So let me just take it aside, and then we'll get to whatever question you might have had, is that this is the content-based curriculum calls. We'll discuss content. We're not going to talk about cases here. We're going to talk about where you are, you know, some of your frustrations with it, your questions about it, whatever is required there, give you motivation to keep going. The other kind of calls are the case studies. And so we're going to have a very specifically, starting in February, I think is the first one, is a case study call where we're just probably going to be doing two at the most three cases on each call. We'll have you submit them using the case study. It has to be submitted a week in advance. And we'll have very specific criteria for doing those, but those will be cases that we can go over. Now, if you want them to be cases that count towards your certification, you let us know, and the way that that goes in is the case comes up and you present it, right? But if you want help with a case, so you bring it up and you want me to go through the case and teach you, then that's different. But if you feel like this was a cool case, I took this person, even if you're still working with that person, but you've got the whole, like, this is what they started out with, and you can present it in the way that we describe it for the certification, then we can count that, and we can use those calls for you guys doing your presentation. So it's for multi-purpose, because everybody does their own things at their different times. Sometimes you're presenting a case because you're like, I don't know what to do with this person. I'm stumped. Help. Versus, hey, I had this really cool case, and this is what I did. Makes sense? Because you had asked that question on a call a couple of weeks ago, and I wanted to clarify that. So we'll get the instructions out. We'll have a form for you to fill out. It'll be very specific, and that's what those calls will be, focused on cases. And then we'll have just the open Q&A, coaching, anything goes kind of calls. And then we'll start to do some of the calls geared towards your practice and your practice building. So not every one of these is going to be every month, because if we did, we'd be doing, you know, too many calls in a month for everybody to be able to deal with. So some of them will be every other month. And some of them might be quarterly. Right. So we'll see how that fits in. They don't want to overwhelm you, but also want to give you the ability to get coaching in all the different areas. Because on top of all that, you have access to all the client programs, so there's all those coaching calls you can come on as well. You can just be talking to me 3 or 4 times a day, every day, and I don't think anybody wants to really be doing that at this point in time. So we're laying it out, but we recognize the need for those differences, so that if you know, coming, we also want to start doing some lab analysis calls, and those will probably be every other month or quarterly or whatever, you know, decided the exact frequency, and we'll play it by ear. It's like when they're needed, because those will be more towards, okay, you've got some labs. I just did an organic acid test on this person, or I just did a full blood chemistry, or I just did a 23andMe methylation analysis, so that we can actually take the time. I'll know in advance how to structure the call versus the open stuff. It's just like whatever comes up. And it makes it, and I've noticed that it makes it hard when people submit cases, because then we're scrambling to find the cases and we're not, you know, not able to give everybody time. So we're going to have special calls devoted to that so you can specifically get it. And for, if you're not ready to do those, but you want to listen in and just kind of, like you said, it seeps in by repetition, that's great. And if you don't come to them, it's fine if you don't have stuff going on. So we just really want to make this as comprehensive as we can. It's like I'm going back through, what did I wish I would have had when I was learning this stuff, when I was in school, so that it would have made it not so hard when I got out and said, okay, now what the heck do I do?
Yeah. Well, while you're saying that, I was thinking, if how about a case where you're wondering what to do with somebody tests-wise and how that would play out if you did do those tests and what feedback you would get.
Yeah, so that's exactly right. Like if you were to submit a case, you would submit all the information you have about the person. And then we could discuss, like, I don't know, what test do you want, what test should I run? And we could discuss, like, which tests to run, what kind of information you'd get. I might say, well, no, I wouldn't run that test yet. I'd run this test first because this will give us this information. And if we clear up this, we may not even have to run that test. You know, when we look at this,
there's two ways to look at it. And I know in a lot of the functional medicine training through IFM, et cetera, people are trained to just get a person in, just run a complete battery of tests, and then go from there. And it's very costly. And if people, this just isn't covered by insurance. So we want to also, we want to be mindful of a person's budget. We don't want to not do tests that they need to save their budget, but we want to be able to be mindful. So like I said on another call a little while ago, I said, somebody comes in the door and they're smoking cigarettes and eating McDonald's and doing all this stuff and they're willing to make changes. You want to run a full battery of tests on this person. You want to go to foundations first, get them to do some of the dietary changes, and then see where they come, and then you'll decide what tests they might need then. With the exception maybe of CDC, because it's, you know, they can usually get that run through through the doctor's office, a blood chem. But even so, you're going to see a lot of imbalances in a person like that. If they come in and they say, look, I have an unlimited checkbook. I want to get healthy. I want you to do everything. I want to run all the tests. I want to see the baseline. And then I want to compare. That's a different story. That's a rare patient, right? That's not your average person that's coming in. So we want to be mindful of their checkbook. We also want to be mindful of, what do they really need? And like you just said, what would I get from this test? Is it really worthwhile to run this test? What would I get from this test that I could use? And the other problem with running a whole big battery of tests is, yeah, you get all this stuff, and then you're going, okay, where do I start? You feel guilty if you don't start with all of it because you know all the imbalances. So if you make sense and look at the hierarchy and look at their goals, look at what's out of balance, and think of it in terms of a functional hierarchy, you'll know what tests to run first and where to go. And I've had people like that who said, just like, okay, run every test in the book on me. And I do, and then I'm like, oh, I just feel like this feeling of overwhelm, like I have too much information here. Like, oh, I want to fix that Krebs cycle problem over here, but then they have the digestive thing, and I don't want them on 2,000 supplements, and I don't want to have to overwhelm them. So, you know, that's, those are the kinds of things I want to be able to discuss on these calls. Because that's the stuff you get from years of practice and clinical experience, not from book learning.
So will we be doing any, like, specific ones on organic acids?
Yeah, we have a module on organic acids.
Okay, great. Because that's, I kind of, I feel like I don't really know that one very well. How do you interpret that?
Yeah, we have a module on that, and we're going to try to get somebody to come in. You know how we do the advanced clinical resources? We've got people that we have lined up to bring in somebody from, say, Great Plains Labs or Genova that can add some extra to it. So I'll have my module, and then we'll have them come in, and then we can ask questions. That's my goal. We're also planning for the SHINE conference in this year, so in October, end of October, to be geared towards the functional lab assessments. And where our intent is to reach out to various lab companies that do these tests and have them come in so we can get a sense of, you know, where to start with these tests. Because, yes, yeah, some of the tests are very complicated. And quite frankly, the way I've learned a lot of them is to run the tests, read everything I could, figure it out, and then call the lab and sit with them and talk to them about the case. And after you do that four or five times, you get to the point where I call up and say, oh, this is what's going on. This is what I think. Is there anything I'm missing? And then they go, oh, yeah, well, what, have you looked at this or have you looked at that? And then I have a couple of new tricks under my belt. So I've been doing that for, like, I don't know, 4 years, 5 years with Meridian Valley on the comprehensive steroid panels. Those are another one that are very complex. The Dutch panels are complex. And really understanding what all that information is and then what do you do with it.
Okay, that's great.
We will get there. So, thank you. Did you have a specific?
It's all good, because everything is experience and learning, and you know it's great that we have all these calls. They're just hugely useful, right?
Yeah. You know, for me, I'm looking back at what was missing. You know, I went to class and I sat in class 35 hours a week and learned a lot of stuff, and mainly it was anatomy, physiology, some biochemistry, but not much. And then I went to class for my nutrition, and, you know, they just teach and teach and teach and teach and teach, you know, like 8 hours of straight teaching, but then there's no practical. Like, okay, now what am I going to do with this? And you couldn't go back and listen to them again. Like, you guys can go back and you can fast forward to certain spots and You can find the spots in the transcript. You've got the information there. It was, you know, I want to make it a lot easier because I would say that what you guys can learn in 2 years took me probably 8 years to learn and then synthesize and pull what was really important and what wasn't. Because really memorizing the names of every tubercle on every bone was not clinically relevant unless you're a radiologist and have to write reports, you know. Or, you know, every little lobe of the liver and every little, you know, piece. It's like there's stuff that's fun to know and it's nice to learn once and look at. What you'll see, like, in the digestive, I love the internet because what you'll see in the digestive module is I'll talk about Crohn's and there's a whole thing about Crohn's and there's a little picture, but then I have links to actual colonoscopies. You know, that wasn't available 10 years ago that you can go on YouTube and find a picture of somebody's colonoscopy and actually see what Crohn's looks like or see what diverticulitis looks like. And when you go from it being this theoretical thing with pictures in a textbook to actually, you know, watching the folds and seeing the mucus and seeing the inflammation, it just really cements it in your brain and also helps you to cement the symptoms, like, oh, my God, that was hurt, you know. Wow, I understand that doubling over pain that somebody in Crohn's has. Look at what that looks like. Holy cow. Right? And wow, every time they eat, the food is like sandpaper rubbing over that. No wonder this person is doubling over in pain every time they eat. And it just gives you a real good feel. So I just love all the tools that we have available to us.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm having a blast doing this, in case you haven't noticed. It's a lot of work, a lot more than I anticipated when I first offered this program, but it's a blast. It's so much fun because this stuff is so relevant, and we are on the cutting edge here. This is
yes,
the future of healthcare, right? I mean, just the fact that Laura's saying her doctor's going, oh, wow, where are you learning all this cool stuff, right? That this is the future, and the more we put it out there and the more people demand it, like, people are walking around knowing what SIBO is, like the lay public, and knowing what all these different conditions are that years ago just some gastroenterologist knew about. Even your general practitioner was kind of sketchy on. But the public has the availability of this, and so they're going to be demanding the kind of healthcare we're providing because they're sick of being given prescriptions and having parts of their body cut out. And the more we do public awareness, so the more you guys take this stuff and go out and do presentations in your community, yeah, that's a great way to build a practice. A percentage of those people will come and work with you. But that other percentage that doesn't, the impact you've made on their life, just the kind of questions that they're going to go and ask their doctors about. And it's like the more and more and more that that's demanded, the more these doctors are going to realize they have to step up and do it differently.
Yeah. Hopefully that's what they'll do.
Yeah. I believe that they will. Because I've seen it over the last 25 years that I've been doing this. The difference is quite profound.
Right.
It's happening.
Well,
yes. Let's just stay on the cutting edge.
I see it with some, but for the majority, I'm afraid I don't see it with the doctors.
Not yet.
Especially
no,
the consultants.
What do you mean the consultants?
They're just like, I'm the consultant. I know the specialist, I think you call them.
Oh.
I know everything,
yeah.
And, you know,
oh, yeah.
You can't tell me anything.
Right. But they know, like, a little piece, right? It's like that elephant thing. Have you heard about that, where everybody's touching a different part of the elephant, but they don't even know that it's an elephant, right? They think, oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
but I know that, but do they know that? That's the thing.
But they will. They're going to get there. It's going to happen. It may not happen as quickly as we want it to happen, but it is happening. I've seen it happening.
Good.
And the fact
I hope it happens
like
here in Canada as well.
Well, maybe in Canada it's a little slower because you don't have as much autonomy in practice. They don't have the
autonomy. Well, also we don't have the same insurance system, right?
Right, exactly. Right?
And we have a shortage of doctors.
They can't shop for doctors, right? They can't. They can't say, oh, I don't want you because you don't do it, because everybody does it the same because it's
it's just set that way. Allison found that, you know, she's in an MD in the NHS in England, in London, and what she got her hand slapped for talking to people about their diets. Don't talk about that alternative stuff to people. Just give them their prescription. And so, you know, she finally got to the point where I'm so proud of her. She just went in and she resigned. So she's going to be there through the end of her contract in July, and then she's out on her own because she just couldn't take it anymore. But, you know, they get 9 minutes and they get to write a prescription. And so she was saying, well, you know, in addition to this, you might be able to cut down the medication if you can do this, you know, and here's some recipe for greens or stuff. And she got her hand slapped because it's standardized medicine. So it is in countries that don't have that, there is a lot more room for change because people can demand it. But it'll happen. And just keep your head up and just keep doing what you're doing and having that influence on people. Letting them know that there is something else available.
Yes, education.
Education. And know that there are some people, believe it or not, who if you sit there with them and you give them a choice of cutting out this organ or changing their diet, they're going to opt for cutting out the organ, as bizarre as it seems. And there's going to be people like that.
Yeah.
And those are not our ideal clients.
No.
and we could spend a lot of time trying to convince them, or we could say, oh, well, move on. And we find somebody who is open, who doesn't want their organs cut out, who cutting out the organ is like the last resort, or taking a pill is the last resort. They want help. Those are the ones we want to help, because a lot of those guys don't know what to do, but they're open to making a change.
Yes. So and it's great. I lent somebody a DVD about gluten with Dr. Tom O'Brien, and because his father had got dementia, and he's in early stages, and I said, well, there's lots that can be done. You know, he's not a client, but I just bumped into him, and so we had a quick talk, and he's on researching all the possible things that he can do because he's going back over to see his dad and help. So he's researching everything he can, and so now he knows there's lots of things that he can do. So it's great.
Yeah. It's awesome. It's awesome. And that's an impact you're going to have. And you never know that ripple effect of what that's going to do. Like, that's one person you touched. That's going to touch another person who may talk to his friend in, you know, the nursing home or wherever he is. That does, you know, it's like this ripple effect that we have no idea what that is. And it's just so rewarding and enlightening. And so every conversation you have with people, even if they seem, it doesn't seem like they took off, or if you have an enrollment conversation and they say no, you never know. And I'll tell you a story. I got an email from somebody probably a year or two ago. I had an enrollment conversation with several years before, and it was a strategy session. We didn't call it that. We called it a breakthrough strategy session, and I gave her a lot of great stuff. It was before I learned Bill Barron's approach, and I would just give them, you know, 27 things to do, and they'd say, oh, no, I don't think I need to work with you. I'll just do this. Well, she wrote to me and said, that was the best, I think I charged her $150, but that was the best $150 I ever spent. Because here's what, you told me about this, I had no idea. You told me about this, I had no idea. I just ran with it. And this is the changes that have happened in my life. And I was like, I was blown away. Because, you know, when they walk away like that and they don't continue with you and you don't hear from them, you think, oh, you know, what did I do wrong? And oh, I hope that person, I didn't say the right thing so that I could help them. And then when you hear back, you go, oh. So I thought, you know, why not think that every one of those people that you're influencing, you're getting their gears going. If they work with you, great. If they don't, great. And as Bill Barron said, if you haven't listened to his enrollment conversation in the PBSS, do so. But as he said, we're not, if you're not there to convince them to work with you, you're there to convince them to get them in love with their vision, that this kind of healthcare is what they need. Whether they choose to work with you or somebody else or down the road they come back, whatever. But your goal, if you sit there with the goal that your goal is to help them know that they have other options and that here's some of the things they could do to take charge, you've done your job.
And it makes it easier. For me, it was very freeing because it was really hard for me to go, oh, I'm going to try to get this person to work with me and I got to make sure I'm not too pushy or whatever. For me, it was like, oh, I'm not trying to sell myself. I'm trying to sell the vision, the mission, the possibility. And when I freed myself from me, I'm trying to sell myself, my conversions on those calls went through the roof.
Yeah.
I could stop doing them because I do them and I go, this person signed up for this and I don't have any openings. I can't, you know, I can't do these calls anymore because I don't want to get these people excited and then have to say, well, I don't have any openings anymore until, you know, 2 years from now or whatever.
Well, at least you've got a team.
Yeah, now that's it. And that's why, you know, we got to get people trained up to do this stuff. And that's, you know, we'll share more of that. I don't want to get into that. But we have a lot of plans for things that you guys can, opportunities for all of you if you want it, if you're not, you know, just wanting to do your own thing. But we have a lot of ideas and we're just working on, you know, getting all the, there's a lot of legalities that go with it and who's liable, you know, all that kind of stuff. So we're going to work out all that kind of stuff and we have a lot of opportunities that we're going to be presenting to everybody that goes through the program. So it's very exciting.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so whoever's backup pin, and then we have Tony after that. Backup pin, hello. You have your hands up and you're not Tony. Say hi. Hello? Say hello because I hear you line reverberating. Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to close your line and I'm going to put your hand down and I'm going to take Tony and then I'll come back to you. So, Tony, I'm opening your line now.
Hey. Hello, Dr. DeMarie. Can you hear me?
Hey, Tony.
Hey, well, I just wanted to share a story. We were talking about the difference that we make in people's lives, and I just had to share this for anybody out there that thinks you're not making a difference. You are. I am a part of a lot of Facebook groups. I'll just say this briefly. I go to the yoga teachers forum, and we talk about yoga stuff, and I had one lady talk about her thyroid and was asking other yoga teachers, how can I get this straight? And then I jumped in there and said, well, I have some information, and I gave some basic information. I said, PM me, and I'll give you more. Well, three other yoga teachers also said, me too. And so I ended up having them on a group PM, and we chatted, and they all took advantage of the free consultation. Well, one actually, you know, got the blood test and did the assessment. And in the end, because she spent so much time and money and other stuff, you know, that didn't work, her money is not right now, but I'm still trying to help her a little bit. And she started crying. I felt really bad for her. And I said, well, did you feel like you got something that could move you forward? And she said, absolutely. Well, what she did, which I didn't expect, is she gave me a big shout-out on Facebook on my page. And I'll just read it really quickly. She said, I can't tell you how important it is to make sure you keep your health in check. It's more than going to the doctor and getting a checkup. I decided to get a complete wellness blood test, and the results were eye-opening. I knew there was something going on, but I couldn't pinpoint it. While my doctor looks at me like I'm crazy, thinking I don't know what I'm talking about, these blood tests show I knew exactly what I was talking about. I decided to see a health coach who was awesome. She helped me look at these results and open my eyes as to what changes I really need to make. Your blood tells your body story. People hear me all the time say, listen to your body as a yoga teacher. I listen, and now I know what areas I need to work on instead of playing a guessing game and trying a bunch of stuff that will make my issues a lot worse. I'm not knocking doctors, but you know your body better than anyone else. If they say you're fine and you know there's an issue, find someone who will listen. Thank you so much, Antoinette St. Clair, for listening. This is the start of my wellness journey.
Okay, you need to, here's the thing. I'm going to pop in here. And I love it. It's wonderful. I'm going to give you some practical advice here. Take a screenshot of that. Copy-paste it into a Word file. Ask for permission to use it in your documentation, right? Get a picture of it. But take a screenshot of it.
I will. Thank
so
you.
And I'm that you didn't make it up. Take a screenshot.
I will. Thank you for telling me that, because I'm sure. I asked her if she really enjoyed, you know, did she really think she got what she needed to get out of the program or out of the call, because I want to be better as a practitioner. And she said, absolutely. And I said, well, if you do feel that way, please share what your knowledge of what I've done with other people so I can help them too. And this was her way of sharing. So, yeah, I will ask her.
Yeah, for permission, right? Because if it's on Facebook, she's already made it public.
Yes.
So she's sort of, without words, giving you the permission, because she just said it publicly. So you just
she posted on my page, and so yeah, I thank you so much, and I did that not so much to say, you know, how wonderful I am, but to say how wonderful we all are, and that we are making a difference, and that people do recognize it. So that's all I want
Absolutely.
To do. Stay encouraged. You're on the right path. You're welcome.
Yay. It's funny how little doctors know about reading those labs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I will have to tell you, Dr. Emery, what really helped me, honestly, take it to the next level with being able to talk to her intelligently was that chemistry software that you made available to us. I mean, that thing is just amazing.
Yep.
And I'm still
totally
learning, because it's a learning tool as well as a teaching tool. So I love it.
It's a great teaching tool. And for those of you who are new, we're going to be doing, Lynn and I together, we'll be doing this on Monday. We're going to be doing a tour, a site tour, and we'll get to show you how to access that blood chemistry software, because we all have access to it. And you may not know how to do anything with it yet because you haven't gone through that module yet, but it's a great learning tool. So if you have yours or your family members or any clients' labs, you can just pop them in there and you can learn as you go. And then the module will cement it and will give you, you know, more practical skills with it. But that is an awesome learning tool that you guys can start learning right away. And I am ever grateful to Dr. Deacon Weatherby, who we reached out to see if we could get a second account that practitioners could share, and he went above and beyond and gave everybody their own login ID, which is awesome. And so you can log into this thing and learn so much about the standard blood chem, and then we have all the modules and videos and everything else too, and we'll have the
thank you. I'm sorry. And may I add one other thing? What I really love is that it produces these reports with your name and the client's name. It looks so professional. I was working on that for myself, and it takes so much time. But then you just press a button, and it's all done.
Yeah, you press the button, and you get the report. And then it has the practitioner report that goes into more detail of, like, what would you do to follow up, like what additional labs you need, et cetera. Yep.
It's amazing. I can't thank you enough. I mean, as a practitioner trying to reach out and help people and then also learning myself, and this really frees up so much time, but also gives me so much confidence, and because all the information is there. I mean, I don't have to go do research here, research there. It's all there. So I thank you so much. This is work is weight in gold. If you don't think that this program is worthwhile, do that, and you will. So that's all I wanted to say. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
It. Are there any other questions on the chat? The chat on this laptop, for some reason, is like tiny, so I can't see stuff. So if there's any questions there that or comments that you want to bring up that get recorded. Okay, I'm seeing you a little bit now. So Lynn sent me a question on Skype. Okay, let's see. That's easier to read. Thank you. Question on the, ask the doctor from Drina. Drina couldn't make it today, so she Skyped a question. And yes, these will all be recorded. So there's certain calls that we make, not in this program, but like in our ERC program, we have like an open office hours thing that we don't record and we don't make the recordings available because we want people to feel free to do private stuff. None of this stuff, that doesn't apply here. So could you think this is module 5, vitamin A on thyroid transcripts is confusing. Oh, yeah, I got her message about that, and I fixed it all. it was just a couple of sentences where, you know how you misspeak and it's like, oh, this increases, this decreases. The slide, follow the slide. Whenever you hear me misspeak and it's different from the slides, I mean, it's what is in the slides is usually correct. Sometimes when you're like getting excited and the adrenaline's flowing and you're talking, I may say something that's confusing. So, Drina, we fixed it. I don't know that it's actually posted yet, but I had somebody do that. Let's see. It said, let's take a quick look at vitamin A and thyroid. That's very important, too. Vitamin A deficiency would increase TSH. This is a deficiency specifically. We have a deficiency. Yeah, it's increased. It's increased. Second time I said it, and it says that on the slide, and we're having that corrected on the transcript. So, again, this really points out, if ever you see something, you know, I speak it or it's on the transcript, it looks like it's a little off, then just let us know, and we'll correct it or we'll look into it. But sometimes that happens. We all do it. We misspeak, and we don't catch it. Oftentimes our video editor will catch it, but sometimes she doesn't. Jamie said, thanks again for a great call. I've emailed you the shake-up. Oh, thank you. Okay. Anything else? It's really, like I said, I know two holistic dentists from Viewer 37 who that is, who were told to take off their website that they were cautioning against mercury. Holy cow. They also weren't allowed to talk to clients about diet supplements or they can get, oh, man. Been in Minnesota. Yeah, and it's changing. It's a lot better than it used to be. But there's, you know what? Here's what's happening. This is my opinion. Doctors are running scared. They're running scared that what they were taught was not quite the right thing, that they're not getting the results that they want to, but they don't want to see other people getting those results and taking business away. In my opinion, if I were in that position, I'd go, oh, I better learn something new, right? And that's what a lot of them do. We've got, what, 5 or 6 MDs in this program who have done that. They said, you know, forget this. We've got a whole lot of nurses. Same thing. We've learned all this stuff, but it doesn't seem to work. We don't have any dentists in the program, do we? We'll have to get some dentists in. Because it's really hard to take that stance and to speak out. I know I just discovered that there's somebody in our town that's a holistic MD that does IV therapy. But we were looking for something. I was looking for IV therapy locally for someone, and I couldn't find anybody listed on their website or anything. So I met her at a conference, and she goes, yeah, we do IV. I'm like, oh, my God. I said, why don't we find that out? She goes, we have to keep it under the radar because we can get shut down. We can get questions. So we don't make it public. We do it. It's totally within the scope. But once you make it public, you make yourself, you know, in the public eye. The medical boards and all that try to shut you down. They're scared. They try to shut down alternative practitioners, not because your alternative practitioners are quacks and don't know what they're doing. It's because we're getting results. And it was a funny slide. We had, what's his name again? He did a funny presentation. My name's drawn a blank. He's president of the American Botanical Society in Austin, and he has this really cool, funny presentation. He did it at the first Shine. So those of you who are at the first Shine, we did a dinner talk. And one of his slides said, it was like, this is day one of medical school, it says, alternative practitioners are dangerous. And then the next slide after that, 2-hour repeat business. So it was very cool. And it's true. I think that's what they're feeling. So any other questions before we go? Hands up, last chance. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up everybody's line and see how I do this. Okay, good, good, good. And open up everybody's line so we can all say bye-bye to each other here until we're closing. So I thank you all for being here. I appreciate it so much. I appreciate everybody being connected to this passion and all together with this passion of helping to turn this whole healthcare system around. And we can do it one person at a time or 100 people at a time, depending on whether we're doing groups. So thanks again for your dedication, for being here, and we'll talk again soon. Bye now.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.